G'day, hi, my name is Matthew Simpete and welcome to the Sports Talk. It's our podcast. We normally do it via audio alone, but now today we're going to be doing as well on visual, as you can see that we are doing the Sports Talk. We are sort of growing with this platform that has been supported by a lot of people, you know, via social media. There and there, we also, you know, posting some videos on our TikTok platform. And also, you know, you find us on Twitter, on Facebook, as well as on Iona. That's where we are doing this thing for you. And now, today, we're talking about, we're wrapping up at the past weekend's results. And there has been a number of interesting results. You know, you look at your Mamelodi Sundowns having gone past TS Galaxy 3-0. And SuperSport United have beaten Swallows FC 3-0 as well. And Stellenbosch have also scored 3-0 against Cape Town City. So there was a lot of goals this past weekend. And Baroka FC have won against Sekhukhune 1-0. And Kaizer Chiefs lost to Royal AM 4-1. And Orlando Pirates beat Chippa United 3-1. So these are the results that happened this past weekend, and very interesting ones. And what we love the most, you know, from this past weekend is that our teams are now managing to score goals, something that we have always been wanting in the league. And it is also important to note that, you know, our players, more especially those that were not taken seriously, are the ones who are scoring all the important goals. But now, the most important one, it's of Kaizer Chiefs having lost 4-1 to Royal AM. We must admit that never in our lifetime we expected the newbies, you know, to beat Kaizer Chiefs 4-1 at FNB Stadium, but it happened. And Kaizer Chiefs, you know, supporters as well as the coaching staff, they don't accept the results. You are not happy, as well as I'm sure Kaizer Motaung will not accept the result himself. And now we've spoken about this one. We never expected them to lose by this margin, but it must be good, you know, for Royal AM for having won against a big team, especially away at FNB Stadium, so which is cool, if I may put it that way. But now, another interesting one was this one of, you know, Mamelodi Sundowns. And we expected, you know, that they might beat the TS Galaxy 3-0, but we never saw it coming that TS Galaxy will not be responding or scoring a goal. But they haven't scored a goal. So these are the sort of things that are happening in our league. And we all love them the way they are happening. But let me do my analysis. And first, let's go with this one.
Hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za Monday, Wednesday and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
I'm sure that most of you, especially the Solos fans, are now starting to get worried. And you would also be happy to see Chebel David Mokashwa, you know, making some sort of a decision now, because things are not going their way. And it wouldn't be right, you know, for Mokashwa to wake up when things are a bit, worse than they are now, because they just lost to Orlando Pirates that other week, and now they've lost to SuperSport United, which is not good, you know, for the brand of Swallows. But looking at it, I think it's about time that maybe instead of sitting in a boardroom and eating Nando's, I think it's about time that, Mokashwa sits down with the coach, Brendan Truta, and they must start planning ahead. I think Truta has, done whatever he could. But unfortunately, you know, for every coach, you know, it comes to a stage where you end up being unable to, manage the team, because that's what I'm seeing now. And if it was not the past season's draws, then now it becomes something else, you know, whereby they are losing games now. And it's about time, you know, that they must be looking into their technical team now, because they have been looking more into the players, signing all the players, coming in and coming and going out. But now the technical team needs to be looked at. And I think Brendan Truta knows it, and he must be scared as well that things need to change, you know, from that particular perspective. And now, For Kaizer Chiefs, we know that the supporters, you know, they carry a lot of weight. And Mr. Kaizer Motaung is on record as having said that he takes the words of the supporters very seriously. But now I think it's still too early, you know, for Stuart Baxter to be fired, you know, from his job as Kaizer Chiefs coach, because it's still too early. So they just lost, I mean, to Royal AM. Yes, it's bad. And that other week, they just lost to Mamelodi Sundowns, and they were also knocked out of the M10-8. And now they find themselves, you know, having to pick up their pieces and see what is that they can do now, you know, moving forward, because games are coming in thick and fast, you know, for most of these particular teams. And now looking at Kaizer Chiefs, they will now be back on Sunday against the Marumo Gallants, which is not going to be an easy game as well. And if Stuart Baxter loses this one with, I mean, the quality players that he's got in his ensemble, that would mean that he cannot be doing his particular job, or he doesn't understand the players themselves. So it's something that is worrisome for the team of Kaizer Chiefs stature. And now I'm sure that, you know, even himself, Stuart Baxter, is not happy, you know, with what he's seeing. I'm sure that he's had a lot of conversation with his players, but now it is still too early, you know, for him to be firing players, I think, for now, or to be releasing players. I think for now it's just a matter of taking it one game at a time and listen to advices that are coming, you know, from the other lads, you know, in the technical team, and who are working with him, trying to show him the way. And it's a season where we're going to be seeing a lot of funny results like this one happened. But the bigger one, let's wait for this coming Sunday and see if Stuart Baxter will be able to beat the Marumo Gallants, and for how many goals is he going to be scoring against this particular team. My name is Matthew Sintete. It's the Sports Talk. We meet Monday and Friday. We're analyzing and we're reviewing, and this coming Friday we'll be also having a previewing of the games. It could be this one, it could be Bafana Bafana, it depends on how you look at it. But for us, you know, as a first talk, I would say adios, cheers.